Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend three-day All India Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference beginning today in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Lok Sabha extends tenure of Joint Parliamentary Committee on Waqf Bill until last day of Budget Session 2025. Mahayuti leaders meet Union Home Minister Amit Shah to discuss government formation in Maharashtra. Uttar Pradesh government orders judicial inquiry into recent Sambhal violence. Government launches first ever auction of offshore mineral blocks to boost self-reliance in critical resources. And India beat Japan 3-2 in close contest in Men's Junior Asia Cup Hockey in Muscat, Oman. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha beginning today to attend various programs including the All India Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference at Bhubaneswar. The three-day conference is scheduled to begin from today at the Lok Seva Bhavan. The conference will also be attended by key dignitaries including Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, among others. The agenda of the conference will include discussions on internal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones. Counter-terrorism strategies are also expected to feature in the discussions. More from our correspondent.
Director Generals of Police of all the states and union territories and chiefs of CRPF, RAW, NSG, Intelligence Bureau and SPG have arrived at Bhubaneswar to take part in the All India Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference beginning from today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to inaugurate the conference this afternoon and discuss different security issues with the top cops of the country and prepare a roadmap for the future to keep the nation safe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Bhubaneswar this evening and is scheduled to attend the conference tomorrow and the day after. Immediately after his arrival, the Prime Minister is scheduled to address a public meeting near the Biju Patnaik International Airport and then participate in a roadshow from the airport to Raj Bhavan. Mr. Modi will visit the BJP state office today, where he will hold a two-hour-long meeting with party MPs, ministers, MLAs and senior party officials to review the party's organizational performance and the work undertaken by newly elected legislators of Odisha. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has expressed happiness over the Prime Minister's arrival in the state.
हम बहुत खुश हैं जैसे प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ओडिशा आ रहे हैं वहां हमारा तीन दिन के लिए डीजी और आईजी का कॉन्फ्रेंस हो रहा है और देश का सुरक्षा के लिए वो कितने सीरियस हैं और काम कर रहे हैं इसके लिए उनका मार्गदर्शन रहेगा निश्चित रूप से देश के लिए बहुत अच्छा काम होगा हमारा भुवनेश्वर से.
The Lok Sabha has passed a resolution extending the tenure of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 until the last day of the budget session in 2025. Joint Parliamentary Committee Chairman and BJP MP Jagdambika Pal moved the motion in the House, which was approved by a voice vote yesterday. The JPC comprises 21 members from the Lok Sabha and 10 from the Rajya Sabha, including 13 opposition members. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 aims to bring significant reforms including digitization of records, stricter audits, increased transparency and legal mechanisms to reclaim illegally occupied Waqf properties. The bill is aimed at reforming the management and regulation of Waqf properties across the country. Maharashtra caretaker Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday to discuss about the government formation in the state. On the occasion, Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda was also present. Mr. Eknath Shinde has already said that he would not be an obstacle in the government formation in the state and go by the decision of the BJP central leadership regarding the top post in the state. The BJP-led Mahayuti has registered a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. Later in a social media post, BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis expressed his gratitude for his support on the battlefield in the assembly elections in the state. He also credited Mr. Shah for inspiring and motivating the party workers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that significant success has been achieved against terrorism, left-wing extremism, insurgency and narcotics in the past 10 years. Addressing a valedictory function at Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Mussoorie, Mr. Shah said the firm policies of the Narendra Modi government at the centre has yielded the desired result. The Home Minister asserted that left-wing extremism will be eradicated completely by 31st of March 2026. He said terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism, insurgency in the northeast, and narcotics are the four major challenges before the country today. The government has approved 40 projects worth around 3,300 crore rupees to develop iconic tourist centres across the nation to global standards. The projects will span through 23 states under the Special Assistance to States and Union Territories for Capital Investment Scheme as a financial assistance provided to the state governments in the form of 50-year interest-free loan for capital investment projects. A host of measures will be undertaken under this, including decongesting popular sites, integrating advanced technologies, promoting sustainable practices, and encouraging public-private partnerships to enhance infrastructure and visitor experiences. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Uttar Pradesh government has ordered a judicial inquiry into the recent incident of violence in Sambhal, in which at least four persons lost their lives. A three-member committee headed by retired High Court Judge Devendra Kumar Arora has been handed over the responsibility of conducting an investigation into the matter. The two other members of the committee are retired IAS officer Amit Mohan Prasad and former IPS officer Arvind Kumar Jain. The committee had been directed to submit its report within 2 months. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear today a petition challenging the November 19 order of a district court which directed that a survey be undertaken of the disputed site in Sambhal. Union Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has launched the first tranche of offshore mineral blocks auction in New Delhi. This first tranche of auction includes 13 mineral blocks spanning across the Arabian Sea and Andaman Sea, featuring a mix of minerals such as construction sand, lime mud, and polymetallic nodules and crusts. These minerals are critical for infrastructure development, high-tech manufacturing, and the green energy transition. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said very few countries in the world opt for offshore mining, and India has joined the league. Mr. Reddy added that the demand for critical minerals like cobalt, nickel, copper, and manganese is increasing rapidly, and in the future it will increase further in India. In Punjab, the magnitude of substance abuse amongst minors is worrisome. It's all the more alarming among adults between the age group of 18 to 75 years. If one goes by the estimated figures of drug users in the state, given in the survey Magnitude of Substance Abuse in India 2019, conducted by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment in association with National Drug Dependence and Treatment Centre and All India Institute of Medical Sciences, over 6,25,000 minors between 10 to 17 years are using various substances like cannabis, opioids, sedatives, cocaine, amphetamine-type stimulants or ATS and hallucinogens. We have more from our correspondent.
This is the first time that substance use in all the states and UTs studied and documented in the country. Besides substance abuse, Punjab is second amongst the top 10 states in the country where people of various age groups are injecting drugs, whereas Haryana is at number 6. Meanwhile, the Minister of State for Home Affairs, Shri Nityanand Roy, stated that the government has taken various measures to combat the drug crisis in Punjab. One of that is an advisory board on prevention of illicit traffic in narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances has been constituted in the state of Punjab. This will not only help Punjab police with their cases, but Narcotics Control Bureau will also be recommending such cases before the advisory board. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The deep depression over Southwest Bay of Bengal has moved northwards at around midnight yesterday and lay centered 330 km east of Nagapattinam and 430 km southeast of Chennai. According to the early morning status, the system has been moving with a speed of 9 km per hour and likely to maintain its intensity. More from our correspondent.
According to the announcement, the system is likely to cross between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry tomorrow morning. The warning of heavy rainfall in coastal districts of the state continues for another 24 hours. Educational institutions will remain closed today following heavy rain alert. Squally winds are expected near the coast today and tomorrow. Cyclone warning signal number 3 has been hoisted at 9 ports including Chennai, Kadalur and Nagapattinam. The prediction of boisterous sea and strong winds reaching up to 65 km per hour are likely in some of the areas. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea till 2nd December. NDRF, SDRF and Coast Guard have been alerted and are on standby position to meet any eventuality. The coastal areas have not witnessed continuous heavy rains but only light to moderate showers in some of the spots. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
Meanwhile, in Sri Lanka, the deep depression continues to wreak havoc, claiming 12 lives and leaving 2 people missing. The Met Department, however, has said the system will gradually lose intensity and turn into a depression by tomorrow. Defending champions India beat Japan 3-2 in a close contest in the Men's Junior Asia Cup Hockey Tournament in Muscat, Oman, yesterday. We have a report.
This victory marks India's second consecutive win in the Pool A, following their dominant 11-0 opening against Thailand. India's goals came from a penalty corner rebound by Tokcham Singh and subsequent strikes by Rohit and Arijit Singh Hundal. Tomorrow, India will take on Chinese Taipei in their next match. In Syed Modi International Badminton Championship at Lucknow, quarterfinal matches will be played today. The matches will start after 12 noon. Yesterday, ace shuttlers P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen defeated their opponents to reach in the quarters. In another match, India's top seed Tanisha Krasto and Ashwini Ponappa have also made it to the quarterfinals. In the FIDE World Chess Championship 2024, D. Gukesh aims to maintain his momentum against Ding Lijian in the Game 4 in Singapore today. After a slow start by losing the first game, Gukesh bounced back in Game 2 with a draw. He then leveled up the series with a win in Game 3. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani, Delhi.
In international news, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced that his government would unveil plans to reduce migration, which would include reforms to the country's points-based entry system. Starmer made the statement following the release of an official data which revealed that net migration to the UK exceeded initial projections in 2023, reaching a record 9 lakh.
What is clear from these figures is really stark and I think should shock all of us. This isn't immigration that's gone up by a few thousand. This is a policy under the last government that's driven immigration up to record levels, a complete loss of control. We are going to turn that around with the measures that I have set out.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. As part of a series of upcoming reforms, government may lift cap on EPF contributions and key push for central savings program, writes in the Sun Times on its front page. The Indian Express, quoting the Supreme Court, says all grab for curbs except those concerning schools to continue till December the 2nd. Think before you like, share, follow bad characters online is a headline in the Pioneer as Delhi Police intensifies its monitoring on online activities. To boost local manufacturing of electronic components by April next year, companies may start rolling out investments for electronic parts, notes the Economic Times. And finally, set to be world's first law by 2025 end, Australia passes landmark bill banning social media for kids under 16, reports the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend 3-day All India Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police conference beginning today in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Lok Sabha extends tenure of Joint Parliamentary Committee on Waqf Bill until last day of Budget Session 2025. Mahayuti leaders meet Union Home Minister Amit Shah to discuss government formation in Maharashtra. Uttar Pradesh government orders judicial inquiry into recent Sambhal violence. Government launches first ever auction of offshore mineral blocks to boost self-reliance in critical resources. And India beat Japan 3-2 in close contest in Men's Junior Asia Cup Hockey in Muscat, Oman. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.